USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The European Commission on Wednesday announced plans for a phased ban on all Russian oil by the end of the year. Russia is the world's second largest crude oil producer, and Europe is very reliant on Russian oil, gas, and coal. The Commission, which is the executive branch of the European Union, has also proposed disconnecting from Sberbank. That's Russia's largest bank. In an effort to save lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed into law a measure modeled after Texas heartbeat legislation that bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected. Quote, I am proud to sign SB 1503, end quote. Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday. President Trump's endorsement gave Vance a 10% lead to his closest competitor at the polls. It should be noted Trump went 77-0 in Ohio and Illinois. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Los Angeles Police Department is reporting officers responded to an incident at the Hollywood Bowl around 10:45 last night. A man armed with a gun and a knife was taken into custody. Video from the event show a man jumping on stage and trying to tackle comedian Dave Chappelle.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave, shortly after the incident, appeared unharmed. The attacker left in an ambulance. Amazon is pulling back some of its grocery stores. Katie Lewis reports.
Amazon announced it will shutter six of its Whole Foods stores in the U.S. The impacted stores are in Montgomery and Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, the Englewood and DePaul neighborhoods of Chicago, and Brookline, Massachusetts. The Englewood location is expected to close in the next few months, while the other five stores are expected to close by Friday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden has appointed a disinformation czar under the umbrella of Homeland Security. Her name is Nina Jankowicz, and this is her on TikTok.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
Biden's disinformation czar Nina Jankowicz once called the Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton chimes in on Fox News.
Democrats think that disinformation is in fact inconvenient to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. That's why we don't have ministries of truth in our government, why we don't have the government refereeing political debates. Mm-hmm. Just a couple years ago, she seemed like a mentally unstable person on social media. She was claiming that the idea that the virus from China originated in the lab in Wuhan, which I was saying from the very beginning of the pandemic, was disinformation. She even went so far as to praise the Chinese Communist Party for their handling of the virus. It's one thing to have a mentally disturbed person on social media tweeting about that. It's another thing to give her power in our national security agencies to actually crack down on this kind of speech in our society. That's why I, and now I think a couple dozen Republican senators, have joined me in an effort to defund this board if the Biden administration doesn't roll it back.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.